Hamilton's West High School. I'm gonna say they have built so many new schools that even in the county, sometimes they'll send them there. And if they work in the county, 9 times out of 10, they will drop their kids off on the way to work.
Yeah, it's the Mechanicsville neighborhood. That's always been a mixed neighborhood, hasn't
mm-hmm.
it? It's never been. For the most part.
Yeah, well, see, now, it's like, I was raised in East Knoxville, right? And, like, this was Yeager Street going. Well, the next street over, it had just as many white as it did black, so I couldn't say I was raised with one particular group, because we all played together. It wasn't, I think all of us were surprised when we went to school and found out that we all didn't go to the same school. Uh-huh.
Now, you're talking about Knoxville. Where about the major shopping areas in Knoxville?
Well, West Town. Houston Hills Shopping Center.
West Town's a mall, I
think. Yeah. We have quite a few people that are going back to shopping downtown, but you have little shopping centers everywhere. Mm-hmm. There's, like I said, there's one on Broadway, the Broadway Shopping Center. Let me see. There's one before you get to West Town. Western Plaza, and then there's a little shopping center in Bearden. Mm-hmm. It's just, they're scattered.
What about the financial district, the banks and all? Where are the major financial offices located?
Most banks are located on Gay Street, but they have branches everywhere. They have branches all over the city. You could go just about anywhere you go, you're going to pass a bank or two, a branch, you know, more than of each bank.
Are there any shopping centers in Knoxville where, I guess there are in some cities that maybe primarily blacks would use? Is there one that was more geared?
No
shopping district?
No, not particularly, because people have a tendency in this town to shop where they can buy what they want. You know, that if I want to go buy something, just because this store is here, doesn't mean I'm going to shop in it, you know, in my neighborhood. If it doesn't care what I want to buy, then I'm going where. That's the way it goes most places.
And we're talking about where blacks live in Knoxville. Are there any neighborhoods where you have mostly upper-class blacks, and other neighborhoods maybe with the middle-class and lower? Are there any kind of stratified neighborhoods like that, or they just live.
You might find one or two streets similar to that, but you can't. But you can't find. I don't hardly think so now.
Specific neighborhoods.
Now the like I said, Austin Homes Projects, and Walter P. Taylor's, and in Lonsdale, are where you're going to find most blacks centered together.
Where is Lonsdale in relation to?
It's about 2 miles west of here.
Western Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about Knoxville. If you were showing somebody the city and wanted to show him maybe some landmarks or something that of historical interest, what are some of the things in Knoxville you might show
him? Oh, I would take him to the Blount Memorial, the Blount Mansion. The new buildings that's going up, that's 23 stories high, something we've never had. And, well, maybe like Knoxville College and University of Tennessee, I'd take them all around. Let me see if some of the other things that's centered in Knoxville, Old 2-Hour Zoo and Park.
They do have a nice zoo.
And I don't know just where else they wanted to see, you know. You have, sometimes you take people to a lot of places that get